Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, wait a second. No Malika? Okay, I'll guess I'll host this bad boy today. I'm the captain now. Gotta preview all three game sixes tonight, and we will make our predictions for each of those games. And of course, we gotta recap the thriller between Golden State and Denver last night. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen! Welcome to NBA Today. I am your host, Richard Jefferson, in for Malika Andrews. We are joined by Ramona Shelburne in studio and Brian Windhorst remotely. But, Brian, Ramona, what do you say we start with last night's Warriors-Nuggets showdown? The Joker did his damnedest to try and keep his team in it. Let's roll the tape and see how that bad boy shook out. You got Steph Curry, you got the Warriors, you got so much goodness in this game. And this is Steph's first start since March 16th, and Steph got going early. How about that little English from Draymond and then the step back? Will Barton, you're my guy, but there is nothing any human being has ever been able to do against Steph in those moments. But look, they were battling. And even here, you know, in closeout games, when they get tight, things can get chippy. Draymond, Aaron Gordon getting a little action, getting a little feisty. There was nothing there.
He could have stayed down and rested, but he got up.
Yeah, Draymond was, you know, he just set the tone. Set the tone, big fella. That's what we like. And then here we jump to the third quarter. And what? Look at this. Denver up by 7 and Steph Curry.
Did that net even move?
No, the net never moves. That's the problem.
Ridiculous.
Back-to-back threes by Steph Curry. Lead goes from 7 down to 1. But here, again, look at this. Denver is fighting. Boogie Cousins, who had himself a night, knocks down the 3 in the third. Warriors struggling a little bit. But here, in the fourth, this is when things get interesting. You got Denver up by 4 after the Jokic little jumper. And then here, ball movement. Look at this. Look, Denver's moving. Everybody's scrambling, trying to figure out. And it ends up in Gary Payton the second. Pop loves it. And then here, look at this. Again, movement. Steph doing it all. Inside, outside work. And he's going around every single person on that Denver Nuggets to try and get it done.
He did the put them to sleep gesture.
That was Draymond Green talking about Jokic. And look, Jokic is a special player. Yeah. It is tough that we haven't been able to see him with really his full roster for almost 2 years, but that might not stop him from winning a second MVP. But Ramona, I want to start with you. What did you learn from the Warriors in this series, their first time in the postseason in 3 years? What did you learn from them?
We forget that they came in with a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
and Steph Curry's health was one of them. I think we've answered that one. Mm-hmm. Steph looks good. He came back. They brought him off the bench. Jordan Poole became a star in those games. Denver counters by putting a better defender on him, by putting Aaron Gordon on him, shut him down a little bit, gets into foul trouble last night. Who do they go to? Gary Payton Jr.
Yes.
They have some depth. And if you would have told me that the Warriors could have this kind of performance this early in the playoffs with Steph Curry coming off an injury, with Andre Iguodala going down in the middle of the series with a neck injury, with Draymond having to stop
Jokic,
the reigning MVP. I mean, that is a great performance from the Warriors early in the playoffs. And I like what Steph said after the game. He said, you know, we haven't had to close teams out in a while. We forgot what it feels like. And they let them stay in it, but they got it. They got it done in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and we're going to bring in Brian Windhorst. You heard the comments that Draymond Green said about Jokic. What did you take from that conversation that he had with the reporters, giving Jokic all of those compliments?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, and this is the thing. You talk about experience, and that's what I've been seeing lacking in that Minnesota versus Memphis series. Both teams playing hard. Number one. Yeah, I've seen that. Thank you. It's my bad. You're spicy today, and I dig it. That's the energy I want. But one versus two in the offense, you've seen a ton of that. Just when you were kind of looking forward to that series, do you think experience is the ultimate separator? Do you think that there's a talent on one side or the other that kind of takes the cake? Yeah, I was.
Okay, so I went and looked this up, Ryan.
Because
I knew you were going to go there.
Really quickly, that's a bold statement because he just went toe-to-toe with the MVP and maybe the back-to-back MVP that plays a similar position, more skilled, more talent. Ramona?
Yeah, okay, so Towns is an incredible shooter. He has so much. I mean, 5 years ago, you would have said Karl Towns is the guy you want to start a franchise with, okay, in this league. He hasn't built off of that, okay? When Karl Towns won Rookie of the Year, he finished first. Jokic finished third that year.
Yeah.
Things have changed. They have swapped positions in this league. Brian, I went and looked it up. Draymond Green, last five seasons defending Nikola Jokic, 13 of 30 against him. Draymond Green defending Karl Towns, 13 of 30 the last 5 years. He's done a pretty good job on him. Now, Towns' game, though, you're right, it does stretch the floor out. It'll force Draymond away from the basket. But when the Warriors play small, then it's just a matter of can Draymond deal with this, with the height disadvantage there. And I think he's done that. And throughout his career, he's done that. Maybe it takes Kevon Looney away a little bit, but it spreads him out a little bit. I feel almost like if they get Memphis, it reminds me a bit of when This young team is coming. This is going to be the team in the NBA for the next several years. Reminds me a bit of when the Lakers played against the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2010, when the Thunder had Harden, Westbrook, Durant, and you knew that team was coming, but the Lakers had one more gasp in them before the Thunder was going to take over. That's what that series would feel like in the second round here.
Yeah, and look, one thing that we will agree on is when I look at both Memphis and Minnesota, you saw Steven Adams has been taken out of this series.
Yep.
And if Steven Adams is going to be taken out of the series, and he was so important to everything that they did during the regular season, if he's going to be taken out in that series, I don't see how he gets to play against the Golden State Warriors, even with Draymond. Because if you do a drop with Draymond, yep, that means Draymond is just doing passes. And then you go Jaren Jackson Jr. And Jaren Jackson Jr., he's been in foul trouble. He hasn't had the impact that you thought he was going to have. Yeah, right. Well, yeah, he's been trying to do tons of foul trouble. I think Draymond would do a little bit better job of that. But on that Minnesota side, they have all of the tools. They have played better basketball in this series for longer than the Grizzlies have, but the Grizzlies are up 3-2. If they would have won that game three, and you know, where they had a 21-point lead.
They have two games
they should have won. This series could potentially be over. So I think it's going to be really, really tight. Quickly, Ramona, if you were the Golden State Warriors, which team would you want to play?
I'll go with Minnesota just because I think they have the experience. But I have a lot of respect for Memphis. I just think they're so deep. They're built a lot of ways like the Warriors were built at the beginning of their dynasty, just long, athletic, young players who can switch everything. So I'd probably rather play the Timberwolves, but that's, you know, they're 7-10 against the Timberwolves the last 5 years. So the Timberwolves have taken some games off. And then you just remember the last 5 years. Minnesota wasn't good, so the fact they have 7 wins against them is something.
Well, neither were the Golden State Warriors the last 2 years. In all honesty, they weren't very good. But
true.
And then you forget about the Wiggins. You got Wiggins, you got D'Angelo Russell, so that actually adds a little bit of element. But, God, how great would it be to see Ja Morant, Steph Curry, Desmond Bane, Klay Thompson, Patrick Beverley, if he could get there and he can rally this team for two more wins, and then what D'Angelo Russell. So either way, the Golden State Warriors are in an amazing spot. They get to sit and wait, and I'll tell you this from experience, the only thing that they're waiting on is they want a game 7. They want this series to go as long as they possibly can. They want these guys to beat themselves up. They want guys to be exhausted mentally, physically, and emotionally, because that's where you get the advantage. When you're rested, when you're ready to go, when you're ready to fight, that's when you get the advantage. But still to come, what a series we've got in round 2. In just a little bit, we preview the Celtics versus Bucks. And get your popcorn ready. And the pressure is on for the Sixers tonight in Toronto, even though they're up in the series. Why all eyes will be on Harden and Doc. Plus, Game 6 of Suns-Pelicans is just here in just a matter of hours. Our predictions and picks in just a little bit. Keep it locked on. NBA Today rolls on.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, Giannis and the Bucks, they move on, advancing to the second round to play the Boston Celtics. But first, let's put a little bit of a bow on this Bucks-Bulls series through the first, right? So, Brian, What I want to know is this. What was your takeaway from that series? Both teams had big injuries that happened over the course of the series, but the Bulls and their future, and what do you see from the Bucks moving forward?
Yep.
Ramona?
You know, we talked in the beginning of the year about how quickly they gelled and how surprised that we were to have so many new players gel together so quickly. We saw that for about 2 months, and then we didn't see it again because of injuries. And so I'm curious to see how they come back next year, if they bring back a largely similar cast and if they can stay healthy, because it's usually year two when you have a new group together like that, where they take a step forward.
Yeah, no, so they gelled quickly, and it was actually beautiful to watch. Like, I remember at one point in time, they were the number one seed. People are like, can the Bulls win a championship?
Bulls or Wizards? When they were there too?
No, that was like, we don't count the first 10 games. Sorry, Wizards fans, but, you know, eventually we'll address that. But when I look at the Bulls, I see a lot of talent, but I also see a lot of areas that you need to address. Like DeMar DeRozan, as much as this was a surprise year bringing him back to one of the best players in the league, how many more years is he going to be that guy? How many more years can they count on him to give, you know, 35, 7, 8, 9 games in a row? Like, those are things that you have to start. You're in a good spot now because you've built for your future, but now you have to start progressing and looking onto your onto the future. So let's move to who the Bucks will be playing. The Celtics, according to Caesars Sportsbook, Boston opens up as the favorite to win the series. And here's the Bucks and the Celtics talking about this matchup. Check it out. Times that you get the defending champions in the postseason going against the team that has played the best since January 1. Yep. And the Celtics defense has been outstanding. And look, the Bucks, that's nothing to scoff at what they're doing. Ramona, I want to start with you. Who has the advantage in this, maybe probably the best second round matchup in all the league?
I mean, it's the Celtics because the Bucks don't have Chris Middleton, and this is where that really shows up, because Boston's defense is going to put so much pressure on Milwaukee to score, and that's where a guy like Middleton would really help them. And I don't know, Brian, you're probably a little closer on this one than I am, but I don't think you can rush back from an MCL injury. This isn't something you can just gut through. This is something that can go worse. So it's if he's able to give them anything in this series that would help, but to me, it's got to be the Celtics. And quite frankly, I would have picked the Bucks in this series if they were healthy. But I think it's got to be Boston anyway because of how well they've been playing throughout since January 1st, you said, and in the last round. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you, God. I was like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You You know, Boston's done a good job in the games they played against Giannis. Last couple of games, he's averaged 25, 10, and 5, so that's under his season averages. It's still good, but now they can key on him even more. But there was, Brian, did you see where Giannis went on TV and said, I don't watch them, I don't watch the other games because I'll be watching with my kids and it makes me too nervous and the tension's too high? Have you ever heard a player say, like, I don't watch my future opponents?
Yeah, there's some guys that, like, if you because if you're paying attention to your future opponent, yeah, you're not focused on what your job is right now. So I've seen guys that kind of take both routes, right? Well, they'll watch all the other games, yeah, but not who their potential, you know, opponent would be in the next round. I will say this. I think the Bucks, to your point, would be favored if they had Chris Middleton, but not by much, by just a little bit. The biggest issue for me now is when you watch it, how great the Boston Celtic defense is, how they're able to not only pack the paint, but also get out to shooters. They're going to need the same type of performance from Grayson Allen. They're going to need the same type of performance from all of their shooters. That is the only way to open up things for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And what's even crazier is you look at the way you got Robert Williams back, you got Al Horford that had played outstanding in that Brooklyn series. Yep. So if those two guys play just solid defense and they hold Giannis to 25, 10, and 5, then ultimately I think the Boston Celtics win. If they can shoot the ball well, if the Milwaukee Bucks can shoot the ball extremely well, then that will open up the floor a little bit, allow for Giannis to get out. But that, I'm not saying I don't want to count on those guys, but that's a little bit of extra work for some guys that haven't been put in that role. But, Ramona, I want to ask you about Chris Middleton's kind of nursing that injury. Can the Bucks really overcome not having their second-best scorer and really multi-time All-Star, so important to everything that they do? He really turned out to be their closer late in games this past few years.
I mean, they can overcome it because they're defending champs. And when the Bucks are at their best, they're moving the ball and they're hitting shots. They're creating a lot of space for Giannis. I think they also need to get out in transition. When you don't have one of your best half-court scorers, you need to pick up the pace. And so this is going to be, as you said, it's going to be on those Grayson Allens and Pat Connaughton. Those guys need to hit shots because Giannis, when he drives in there, there's going to be a forest of trees in there. Tice is going to be in there. Robert Williams is going to be in there. I mean, there's not going to be a clear path for him. And it's when you don't have shooting, it makes it even harder on him.
Brian?
Brian's bringing it. Ooh. Yeah. Yep.
And Giannis is the best player in the world. No player affects the game on the offensive end and the defensive end as much as Giannis Antetokounmpo. But still to come, if Toronto can somehow get the Game 6 win tonight, imagine the pressure on Doc and Harden. That's discussed shortly.
I don't want to imagine that.
No one wants to imagine that.
I don't want that pressure.
And Brian has a report for us on what the Nets are thinking long-term when it comes to Kyrie Irving. Don't miss that. And we'll make our picks for tonight's Monster Game 6 between Phoenix and New Orleans. Can CP3 kind of will his team to victory? NBA Today rolls on.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
And take a look at the difference between the last two games for the 76ers.
Ooh.
They're scoring 20 fewer points than they did in the first three games of the series and are shooting just 40% from the field in those two losses. We are now joined by our Tim Bond. Tim's covering tonight's huge 76ers-Raptors matchup in Game 6. Tim, we know Joel is dealing with a thumb ailment. You know, there's not a lot of details coming out. But how is he managing that pain, especially given everything that's at stake? No, I agree. And now let's flip the script to the other side of the ball. In the six, the Raptors, they're likely without Fred VanVleet tonight. He's listed as doubtful with a left hip flexor strain. How has his absence really kind of impacted this series? Yeah, thank you so much, Tim. That's great stuff there. It's funny, though, that we talk about James Harden, and they're like, oh, well, there's so many guys that are 6'6 and above talking about, oh, there's no one for him to run over. There was a time not very long ago where it didn't matter who or what size the person that was in front of James Harden. He was the leading scorer in the league. He was an MVP candidate every year. And now we're talking about there's no advantage for him on the other side. We heard from Doc yesterday going on a little bit of a defensive, you know, rant, kind of projecting confidence going into tonight's Game 6. So, Ramona, starting with you, how much pressure is on Philly tonight? Not just Doc, but James Harden as well.
I think it's all on James Harden because this is the guy they went out and traded for at the deadline to get them past this point in the playoffs. I mean, they haven't been out of the second round during this run. This is the first round here. So you go backwards, that's not going in the right direction as a franchise. And this series was a matchup nightmare. A lot of people picked this Philly in seven, Raptors in seven because of the matchups that Tim was talking about in his hit there. James Harden was supposed to be the guy who equalizes things here. When they throw two or three defenders at Joel Embiid, which is what they do, that's what Toronto has done to him the last 5 years, throw two or three defenders. Joel's counter is to go early or to get a deeper post position, but it's also to pass the ball out to shooters and playmakers around him. In the first three games, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris delivered. James Harden was there, but he didn't deliver in that way. In the games they've lost, Maxey and Harris haven't delivered, and neither has James Harden. Now is the time. It's James Harden's time to shine. This is what they got him for.
Brian, really quickly, I want to give.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'm crazy, so I would like the challenge. And look, to your point, I'm going to go over some of James Harden's notable elimination games. You know, he's got Houston versus Golden State, 14 points, 2 for 11, 12 turnovers. Then in 2017, Western Conference semifinals, game 6, Houston versus San Antonio, he has 10 points, 2 for 11, 2 for 9 from 3. And then first round, game 7, Houston versus OKC, 17 points, 4 for 15, 1 for 9 from 3. So when you start to look at the history and you combine that of Doc, and even Doc kind of was like, hey, not all of these, you know, conversations should be pointed directly at me, but James Harden, as the best player on a ton of teams, he hasn't always finished extremely, let's say, intensely. And so that's been the conversation here in Philly. Ramona, my question to you is this. Would you have any confidence if you were a Philadelphia 76ers fan, not only just in finishing this series, but also that potential championship that has been talked about since the trade of Harden?
I mean, look, they haven't been great at home. They couldn't finish out that game 5 at home. But I think this all comes down to James Harden is playing for an extension that could pay him over $250 million. When you made that trade, you're doing it with the idea that you should be extending him, giving him a super max that takes him all the way to his age 37 season. Have you seen enough in the year that you've had him, in the couple months that you've had him, to say, I want to be paying him 60 something million dollars at age 37?
No.
It is setting up for a wild summer if they go out in this round in this kind of a fashion. They go out in the next round, still not great. It's what you traded to get James Harden so you could get past the second round. So you could break through as a franchise. And so this is setting up to where the pressure builds. And as Brian said, how do you feel confidence right now when everything starts building and the pressure starts building? Now, if I'm Doc, I don't know why he brings up the record yesterday. People aren't talking about that yet.
Yeah,
don't make it about you. Project confidence. But I understand he did make some good points in that. But
okay, now I know you guys are the reporters, so you guys have all the inside information. But I just don't see a way that Daryl Morey doesn't give James Harden what he's asking for. I feel like these conversations were had well before that trade, but still ahead, one of the NBA's all-time greatest defensive big men, Dikembe Jean-Jacques Mutombo, has his eyes set on bigger things these days. That story next.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Play a little more if he were in studio.
Mark, what up? Look at my guy.
If he was in studio, it would be even more.
Wait, Giannis is originally Nigerian, right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow night, we'll have Game 6 of the Western Conference first-round matchup between the Grizzlies and Timberwolves. With Memphis up 3-2, our coverage begins at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on ESPN and the app. Now, Dikembe Mutombo is known as basketball's greatest African ambassador through his work on and off the court. After a Hall of Fame career in the NBA and continuous support of African communities, the Congo native has fully committed to furthering the search for the next generation of talent in his home continent. Anscape's Mark Spears tells us about Mutombo's recent return to Africa, promoting the Basketball Africa League, the NBA's latest initiative in the continent. And we are joined with Marcus Spears. That's beautiful. But I want to talk really quickly about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I understand that he's from Greece, but his parents are of Nigerian descent. What has Dikembe Mutombo meant to him?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, those are great words of wisdom. Thank you, Mark Spears. And still to come, Brian Windhorst has a report on the future of Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn. Find out what he's got to say in just a bit when NBA Today returns. It's the series that no one thought would go six games. The Pelicans are young, they're hungry, and giving the Suns all they can handle. Ramona, what are you watching for tonight in the New Orleans game? But before we get to you, I want to know what Brian has seen from Chris Paul, mainly because there's a lot of pressure on him with no Devin Booker for the foreseeable future.
Well, I'm watching Brandon Ingram for the Pelicans. He's been one of the breakout stars of these playoffs. And this is the kind of game where you go from being a good young player to a breakout star. This is the kind of game Devin Booker had last year when the Suns went on their run. And this game at home facing elimination, there's really not a lot of pressure on the Pelicans. They're playing with house money at this point. This is the game Brandon Ingram steps up.
We were so close to going this entire show without mentioning Kendrick Perkins, but Kendrick Perkins has said Brandon Ingram is the best player in this series. Mm. If you are the best player in this series, then you have to play like it, especially in moments like this. But it is time for our Kyrie Irving portion of the show. Brian, you have a piece on we're not done with them. You have a piece on the Nets on ESPN.com right now. They have a huge decision to make. Kyrie is eligible for a huge extension. How are the Nets approaching this?
Mm. Well, look, they've been doing a lot of postmortems already in Brooklyn, right? There's a lot of organizational conversations and meetings about what went wrong, why they ended up where they ended up this year, and what they need to do going forward. And I'll tell you, the people I've spoken to in Brooklyn have a pretty resounding message of, we need to get back to the Brooklyn Nets culture. We need to get back to this blue collar. We're from Brooklyn. This is how they built that team in the first place. We can't have drama. There can be no drama like there was this year. There can be no situations like they got themselves into, really the last 2 years, but this year especially. And they want to reset the culture. Easier said than done, Brian. Easier said than done. How do you do that? That is an organizational decision of this is what we want to do, but how they actually enact that going forward is going to be fascinating to watch.
Well, the crazy thing about it is that is what built this organization from the ground up. When Sean Marks came in, it was all about culture. We got Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen, D'Angelo Russell. They were given to him. Joe Harris. All of these guys, they started building. They started creating a culture. And you do that to bring in the stars. And they got the stars. LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. All of them wanted to come because they saw a culture. I feel like the culture has started to change a little bit. Some of it's because of the players. Some of it's because of the coaching change. I think everyone gets a piece of that blame pie. But when we return in 60 seconds, we will preview tonight's game 6 between Utah and Dallas, and we will make our picks when we return. Stay tuned.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Our action-packed April rolls on tonight with the first round of the NFL draft beginning at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Tomorrow night, the NBA playoffs continue, and Saturday night, our next UFC Fight Night main card starts at 7 Eastern on ESPN. And then it's the highly anticipated junior lightweight unification bout between Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevenson. Both are undefeated. A little bit of everything for you this month. A huge game 6 tonight in Utah as the Mavs take on the Jazz. Luka will be looking to get out of the first round for the first time in his career. But Ramona, what do the Jazz need to do to extend this series, or is it a wrap?
They got to start playing defense, and they got to play perimeter defense especially. I know Donovan Mitchell has some injured quads right now. They will test him. The Mavs are going to continue to test that perimeter defense. Whatever Donovan has left, he's got to bring it tonight.
Brian, there's a report coming out of Utah. Yeah. Tell us about that, Brian. Yeah, tell us about the injury update.
What?
You have your own beehive? I'm okay with that. Look, we got to save the bees. I'm all about that operation, but you can't let the bees be knocking you down. But we got a lot of good games.
Injuries in my day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow. NBA Today.
You know what?
We're
those
out.
Antibacterial properties.
Bacteria.
Honey.
What does that even mean?
It's the propolis. It's good.
The propolis is what we're talking.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.